done the half marathon yet?
In Indy?
No, any in general.
I've done the three. Two. Well, I think my third one was supposed to be the one in Indy, but I hurt my knee. But I still went out there because all of our friends were running it.
So, you should come out for it.
I know. And one of my good friends lives out there, too.
Yeah.
So, it would be like...
Yeah, you know, Andy Green.
Yeah, he lives exactly. Out there. Like, it would be, like, even better because it would just be a ton of people. It's, like, my best friend from college.
Really?
So, yeah.
What brought that person out there?
Her husband is from Indy, but they met in college, so...
Yeah.
So, well, any new popcorn flavors that I need to know about?
No. It's all the same stuff. Yeah, they got rid of the bacon one.
Oh.
Because nobody ate the bacon one.
Yeah.
Oh. But,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Did you try the bacon one?
It was gross. I didn't like it.
I bet.
But then I heard, like, there was a pregnant woman who said that she liked to microwave peanut butter, so it was really, like, really liquidy, and then drizzle it.
Oh.
It was bacon ranch. So bacon ranch covered in peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys should do those, like how Lay's does their different crazy flavors. You should do that.
Have people like Reuben.
Yeah.
And biscuits and gravy.
That Reuben one was good. I tried that one.
See, I did.
I was surprised.
I tried the cheesy garlic bread one when that came out, and I'm like, yeah, no. I just need a potato chip. That's the thing is, when I want potato chips
or cheesy garlic bread.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I want a bag of chips, I just want a bag of chips. I don't need a different flavor on them. I just eat them for the bag of chips.
Right,
right. Like with, except for like Doritos, I'll do a different flavor Doritos from time to time.
Yeah.
But not annually. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Right.
They had one a couple of years ago. You know that they have the Dorito Loco Taco at Taco Bell?
I've had that before. Well, good.
They had Dorito Loco Tacos Doritos.
Doritos.
So it was a Dorito that tasted like a Dorito taco. So it had, like, you know there used to be like a taco flavored Dorito? And then there's the regular flavored Dorito?
Yes.
There was kind of those mixed together.
Oh.
Those were pretty good.
I bet.
That was pretty good.
I bet that was good.
But other than that, like, I like things pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need extra...
Right, right, right.
Extra flavors on them. And I also don't need things flavor blasted.
Flavor blasted.
Like, I don't understand when they're like, this is a flavor blasted goldfish. And it's like... No, when we're flavor blasting things, I think we've reached, like, a pinnacle of human society. Like...
Right.
We should tone it down a notch. We don't need to blast flavor onto our food.
This is true. Embrace its natural flavor. I'm trying to think of something that I ate that was flavor blasted.
I think maybe I only goldfish
recently.
Like does
goldfish.
It.
Oh.
But
the flavor blast.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to popcorn.
So they have regular popping corn.
Uh-huh.
Caramel corn, which I heard someone today say, someone get a pack of the caramel corn.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? Who says caramel? That's not like a, is that like a pajamas
yeah.
thing? Like,
right.
But then they have jalapeno cheddar.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
And, well, the first time I ever had a jalapeno cheddar,
mm-hmm.
I had just gotten some, like, mouth work done, and they used a laser. So they had, like, filleted my gums with a laser or something like that. And then I had some jalapeno popcorn. Not the best idea.
Yeah,
not the best idea at all.
I want some popcorn right now.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Or you could buy it from... what should happen is Capri should sell popcorn from their front desk and have the money sold go back towards the post.
Exploring post.
That's not a bad idea.
I'd have to look into it.
We have extra popcorn. I could make it happen. Now, granted, we have three more days for me to make it happen.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
Last day.
But,
coming up.
But, yeah. So, so the other night.
Yeah.
I was watching the Miss America pageant.
Oh, me too.
Okay, so, like.
I watched a little bit of it.
There's this girl I know who was Miss Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And she was competing in Miss Iowa. And I mean, it's not like I'm best friends with this person, but I know her.
She's from Clinton County.
Yeah,
right?
She's from Clinton. Yeah. So she was running to be Miss Clinton, or Miss Clinton. She was running to be Miss America, and she made like the top 15.
Yeah.
She made the top 12, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this thing, though. I've never had any reason to ever watch Miss America before. That's not like my normal viewing.
Couldn't wait.
But I'm like, well, I should see how far this girl goes. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm going to turn it off. However, you know, I'm going to turn it off after she loses. You know what I mean? So, like, I either have a 2-hour commitment to this show if she was to go all the way,
mm-hmm.
or I could have, like, a small commitment to this show.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up being in there for about over an hour at least, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so, as I'm watching it, now, are you familiar with the show?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it on Sunday.
And you've watched it in the past?
Yeah.
And did you ever do pageants when you were a girl?
The only pageant I did was when I was one.
Was when you were one?
I got second place, and I cried. And in the picture in the newspaper, I'm trying to take the trophy away from the first place girl.
What was a pageant? What did they do for a pageant for 1-year-olds?
I don't know.
How did you know that you lost?
Because of... I mean, I have the newspaper to prove it.
No, but how did you know as a 1-year-old that you lost enough that made you cry? Or you just cried in general because you were one?
I think I was just kind of like an evil baby.
Oh, well.
Yeah. My mom said I puked a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Anyway, but so that's my extent of beauty
pageants. This thing, like, as I'm watching it, my first thought was, I cannot believe that this is still a thing. So it's 2015.
Yes.
2015. And 2 hours on a Sunday night is devoted to judging the best girls from every state.
This is true.
And to me, that is like crazy. That is crazy. So they do... the first thing they do is the bikini contest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bikini contest on a national network. I'm on prime time. So, yeah. But then they're like, they try and mask it, so it's not a bikini contest.
It's
they're like
fit.
Yeah.
And
health and fitness. The health and fitness thing. So they have girls walking on a stage in bikinis. And then they're like, hey, you didn't look good enough in a bikini, so you're going home.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So then they're like, now we have 12 of you
and
guys.
What are they judging? When they
and then they're like, well, you have to have confidence, and you have to have... And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, the three girls that lost, what did they not have
right.
that the other girls, had?
I would agree.
So then they're like, okay, so now we're done with the bikinis. We're going to move on to evening gowns.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, so... How pretty are these girls?
Yeah.
I was basically judging them on their prettiness.
Or their style or something.
Yeah, and then they get... So then they cut out a couple more, and they're like, oh, why did she cut these guys? Oh, because they didn't have enough confidence. Well, I'm like, well, they had plenty of confidence in the bikini.
Yeah.
The evening gown.
More
so it's like, you're just saying, this one didn't smile as big as as the other one. Like, yeah, like... Minnesota had a great smile. Ohio, yeah, not so much. We'll see how.
So the color red didn't look good on her.
Yeah. So then they go into talent, and it's like,
are you going to sing or are you going to dance?
Because exactly.
Apparently those are the
they're
only talents.
They're going to play an instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the one girl who didn't do any of those things, and she came out and talked about how she was like a nurse or something.
Yes, I saw that.
She's the one they gave a whole bunch of grief to on TV the next day, where it's like,
I know.
It's like, I don't. How many girls know how to twirl a baton? Like 5, and those are the ones who try to become Miss America,
yeah.
Right? Like those are the
exactly. Like what about the girls that play sports? Like how? Like for me, if I play soccer, how am I gonna? Am I gonna juggle on stage?
You could show them some sweet kicks.
Yeah, exactly. So. Or what if you're a runner? You just run around the.
But one
stage.
Of your talents has to be singing, dancing, or like baton. Or what if you did like fire eating? That'd be kind of cool.
Oh,
I would vote for that person.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and then I don't even know what happens under talent. They ask. That's when I stopped watching. What do they ask them a question?
Yeah.
They have to ask them a question on world events or something.
Yeah, current events. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't get that. They just judge you on how, but they don't all get asked the same question. they all get asked a different question. Mm-hmm. So
see how well you
don't have
are
like
in tune with your country. Or,
yeah, I just think it's
the
crazy.
World?
Remember that girl who like she gave a sprawling answer about how like what would you say about people who don't even can't even find Iraq on a map or something like that? And she's like, well, some people don't even have maps and they don't have to, you know. And then she said the Iraq, like her whole answer was just like rambling. But I just don't get it. It's 2015. You know what I mean? Like, how is this? So what does Miss America do? What is her day-to-day job now?
Yeah, I know. It's like almost like, I don't know, queen of the sorority world. I don't know. I know they do a lot of charities and stuff, which is good. But why do they have to be looking good in a evening gown to be a part of a charity?
Why do they have to have a bikini on?
Yeah, it isn't. And why isn't there a guy's one? Are you just jealous that there's not a guy,
Mr.
America?
What I think is crazy, though, is that they mask it as, they're like, well, this is just like a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, it's a scholarship program.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine if I was like, hey, I have all this money. I'm going to start a scholarship program. It's only for girls.
Right.
They have to show me what they look like in a bikini. They have to show me what they look like in an evening gown. They either have to dance or they have to sing. And then they have to answer a question on political events. And then that's how I'm going to decide who gets the scholarship.
Right.
Like,
well, who knows? Because I almost feel like the Miss America pageant is more of like just a televised, like, to get ratings. Maybe it helps younger girls build confidence growing up in their little small town pageants.
By watching girls walk around in a bikini on a stage?
Guess. I don't know. I guess I can't relate. I just can't relate. I can't relate. Who knows?
So, except for that one time when you were one and you stole that girl's crown.
Yeah, I didn't steal her crown. I tried to steal her trophy.
I think that would be the way to go. Dimitri Martin has a bit where he's like, I used to do it sports when I was a kid, and then I realized you can buy trophies. Because now I'm good at everything.
Yeah. Or nowadays, everyone gets a participation trophy to make them feel like a winner.
Right. And what is, like, I think that there is, you build character in the times when you're not the winner.
This is true. This is very true.
And now we have to make everybody...
you have to lose to be stronger. I know. It's too bad.
But that's why, well, I've heard people where they're like, well, it's just easier this way to not, and it's like, what? So that you don't have to put up with the crying of your child?
Yeah.
Like,
so parents don't get offended.
You can't spend 10 more minutes with your child.
Right.
And
make them better or help them. I know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So since the last time we talked on the podcast.
Yeah.
Your business card looks different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the girl on it has red hair, and she used to have brown hair.
Really?
I don't know. No, they spelled Kisner wrong.
I was
going to
say, that's what you were. I thought that's what you were pertaining to. We did have an old redhead a while ago, but
no.
This isn't. Yeah, I got married.
Yeah, To a good person, right?
I think he's a good person.
Yeah. He seems always cool when I meet him. So, you're liking it?
Oh, yeah. It's about 3 months in. So far, so good.
Oh, so you're still in like a honeymoon period.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Has there already been any moments where you're like, ooh, this is probably
no, definitely not.
Oh, not yet?
It's even better than it was before.
Really?
Yeah,
like,
it truly
why?
Is.
Or are you just saying that?
You want me to get all sappy on
I
you?
I do.
Oh, jeez. It's just the bond, knowing that it's permanent and this is a person I get to spend the rest of my life with. It's just, I just love that kid so much more. I don't know. It's comforting and it's exciting.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get to make babies with him.
Yeah, so are you going to do that? Like, soon?
Not super soon.
Oh.
But maybe in the next year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Or two.
This is what you need to do.
We're going to do the honeymoon stage for a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah, give yourself some time.
Right.
I'm going to be gone now. You're going to have to name one Andy.
How about maybe the middle name?
Deal.
Jeez. We're not shaking on this.
You get an angry call from me. Like, what is this? You're like, we had a girl. I'm like, we had a deal, Sarah.
Yeah.
We had a deal.
Andrea. The name her Andrea.
Yeah, and then call her Andy. A-N-D-E.
Yeah. Actually, my flower girl was named Andy. A-N-D-E-E.
See?
Yeah, so...
See, I wouldn't know that because I wasn't invited to the wedding.
Shut up. Gosh. Be quiet. I have a big family.
Oh, well, I have a big family,
I didn't even invite I didn't even invite anyone from here.
Really?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah.
I thought our friendship transcended here.
Yeah, no. Still didn't make the cut.
Like, no, it didn't.
Still didn't make the cut. Ian either. No.
But you're like, Ian and his family were there. But, so what are your plans for kids?
Well, I guess whatever God has planned, but hopefully two.
Oh, you won't.
But maybe three.
Like, you're just like, we're just gonna roll the dice. We're gonna see how it happens.
Yeah.
So, but like, you're looking not. You don't want like six or seven. You want like a containable.
I'd prefer not that many.
That's probably good.
Yeah. And then maybe get a dog.
Like, oh, you don't have a dog currently?
No.
Oh. What kind of dog would you get?
Medium sized dog. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So anything.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it yet. Not ready. So baby steps, baby steps.
How many siblings does your parent have?
My mom is one of 12.
Okay.
And then my dad just has a brother.
So my mom is one of 6.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only you and your brother, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just have me and my sister.
Yep.
But isn't it crazy that, like, our parents, they have big families.
They did.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like everybody, like, our parents' age tends to have more siblings. Where none of us think to be like, hey, well, I'm going to have 6 kids. You know what I mean? Because I've seen people that have, like, 5 kids, and I'm like, that's a lot.
I know. I feel like 3 is kind of a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's because everyone back then just had a simpler life, you know?
Well, also, what year was your mom born?
63.
And is she the youngest?
9. Out of 12? She's number 9.
Because
baby boomers?
The pill was patented in 1960.
That probably has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, see?
And I think people were more religious back then.
Yeah.
Where it was kind of like...
Yeah, or they like took it more seriously.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we gotta.
Well, kids are expensive now too. I can't imagine affording. Well, and my mom said that they were poor back then, so
yeah,
I don't know. It's expensive.
Yeah. You have like there are.
I don't know if I had the patience for more than 2.
There are 19.
More people were stay at home. More people were stay at home moms back then.
Yeah. That so where did the money come from? That's what I don't get. Everybody was a stay-at-home mom because they had their whole full-time job was taking care of like their whole team of kids.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Like their litter.
Their starting lineup.
But now the one thing though that like I see with like my mom is that she has 5 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where it's like I just have my sister. You know what I mean? Where my mom has like 5 people there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where that's a completely different world than what I know. You know what I mean? Because there's more people there.
Yeah, 11. Think of 11. There was 100 people invited to my wedding, and it was just immediate family on that side. I mean, 90, to be exact.
There could have been 101 people invited to the wedding. There could have been.
Yeah.
I could have had the extra plate of chicken. You're telling me that there wasn't someone that didn't show up?
There was a few, but not.
So you could have been like, "Hey, Andy, I already bought this plate of chicken. I know that you're not doing anything today.
I could have called you up.
Oh, Sarah. I could have done the wedding.
You could have.
So that's the thing is now, my sister is getting married.
Oh, is
like
she?
A year from now.
Did I know that?
I think you knew.
Did
that.
She just get engaged?
You were at the engagement party.
No, I wasn't.
You were too.
No, I wasn't.
Well, at least you were invited.
When'd she get engaged?
I don't know. The same like time that I found out, or that I was going through all the stuff about going over to Indianapolis.
Oh, so like a month ago?
My sister got engaged, and it all happened like in the same like weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I did not know that.
No, she got engaged, so she's getting married like a year from now, September like 3rd.
Nice.
To get married at the ballpark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
At Modern Women.
Yeah, so that's what people who have big families and lots of friends, they have it in a bigger place.
Oh, yeah.
That's how, you know, that's what they... But, so I have a pretty cool role in this wedding.
Are you officiating?
I'm officiating
it.
Which would be, I officiated my cousin's wedding.
Yeah, I remember you telling
me. And I could have officiated your wedding, but you're Catholic and have to have, like, a real person do it.
Exactly. Not Joe Schmo on the street.
I'm ordained by an internet website. Yeah. Your person was ordained by God, apparently. Like,
yeah,
that's how that works.
Apparently.
So, no, but I'm officiating her wedding.
That's cool.
So
you'll be back in town then.
I'll be back in town then.
I'll see you in New Year.
Do you want a seat at the wedding? You'll be 101 and 102.
Okay, got it.
Where Carly's like,
let me be your book holder. I'll hold your book.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
While you officiate.
No, I use a tablet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fancy. So my cousin got married on a lake in Okoboji.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, out in the middle of the lake, we were very wet. No, she got married on the side. But, I'll tell you a quick story about that wedding.
Oh, okay.
We go for the rehearsal dinner. And, have you ever been at Okoboji?
No, I haven't.
So, we're on this one lake, and the water is very, it's very, like, it's not storming, but it's a very, like, windy, like, gray day.
Yeah.
Where the next day was beautiful, very calm, you could see the bottom of the lake. This day was definitely not. There was lots of waves. The water was very rough.
Yeah.
So my cousin is wearing a White Sox hat, and he's a big White Sox fan. A wind blows. We're out in the dock, like, looking at the water.
Yeah.
Very rough water. A wind blows, takes his hat off, and it goes in the water. So his hat's floating around in the drink. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. Goodbye hat. You know, and he's like... I gotta get my hat back. So, like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have to get a broom and, like, reach out for it or whatever. So I run back up to where we're having the wedding, like, the shelter. And I come back down with, like, a stick. And his hat is, like, further than a stick away from us by now. And it's in this rough water.
No.
And my cousin's, like, taking his wallet out of his pocket, taking his shoes off. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes... I'm going to have to go in to get it.
He
and I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, cut your losses, man.
Yeah.
You're going to die in this water. He was very much going to jump in after this hat. And he's just like, it's a special hat. I got it at this one White Sox game. And I'm like, there's more White Sox games out there, man.
Right.
Well, there's like another dock. And I'm like, go down to the other dock and reach out and get it. You know, like, and he goes down to that dock. But he, like, walks, like, over to the dock and totally misses that the hat floats past that dock as well.
Oh, no.
There's a third dock.
You guys are all watching this.
Oh, yeah. Now there's, like, people on the shore.
Yeah.
And there's a third dock. And I'm like, you have to go out there. There's a barbed wire fence between us and that dock because it's on, like, private property. It's in Minnesota. So we're in Iowa. That dock is in Minnesota. And the neighbors that own that dock are watching all this happen, and they're like, it's okay, you can come over here. So he, like, crawls through the barbed wire fence, and then he was able to get the hat. But he was going to jump into the lake to get
this hat. He wanted
that
bad.
Yeah. But,
I guess I'm glad he found it, but I don't know if it was worth all that.
No, it wasn't. Any interesting stories from your wedding day?
Interesting story.
Were there any times where you were, like, stressed out to the max?
I was really nervous in the morning when I got my hair done. I was just like, I don't know.
Did you get your hair done at Capri College?
I didn't. No. I got it done by professionals. Well, they're not professionals. They're students.
And?
But
they could have cut you a good deal.
They could have, but I also didn't want to be at work on my wedding day.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But... honestly, I did find out the next day that one of the centerpieces got singed by a candle. But that was about it.
Man, if that's the worst thing.
Yeah, everything went really smooth. I was really nervous, though. I only slept for, like, 2 hours. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be so nervous and, like, tired on my wedding
day. Wait, but what are you nervous about?
I don't know. That was the thing. I had nothing to be nervous about.
Because
I was excited to marry him. Everything was in place. I think it was just jitters of just a big day. I'm not really scared in front of people, and I was in front of all the people I loved. I don't know. It was just, I don't know. Your mind just gets all crazy. I don't know, but the second I started walking down the aisle, it was all good, and I was fine the rest of the time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Man. Now, is there something that when you're like, oh, I wish this would have happened? Like, looking back on things? Where you're like, oh, I wish that they would have played this song instead of... Or I wish that the fish would have been cooked a little more.
Honestly, I don't think so. I wish the weather would have been a tad better. It cleared up for some outdoor pictures, but it was pretty cold and rainy the whole day.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I really, truly think it all went well. I did. I really did.
What'll be good, what we need to do is, like, 10 years from now, we'll sit down again and see how things are.
Oh, with Ben and I?
Yeah. And then, like, and just kind of see how things are and reflect. You know, we'll see how many kids you have at the time.
Yeah.
And then and you're like, I hate this. This is the worst. Why did I do this?
Shut up. It will not be like that. It'll be better. Even better. Yeah, well, he'll probably hang out in the garage more, right? I'll have no problem going outside and reading my book and being away from him.
Yeah.
No, I think I made a good decision.
Well, that's good.
I think we're a good pair.
Spend with that the rest of your life.
I do. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of the rest of your life, how are things going in general outside of the wedding?
Really busy summer. We're traveling a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of friends are getting married, too. So
yeah, you go to a wedding every weekend.
I go to a lot of weddings. Yep. I think, who knows, I have a feeling next year might slow down a little bit. A lot of our friends are getting married.
I went to one wedding this year.
Really?
One. And that was one of my cousins.
Oh, I have three more.
This year?
Yeah. Yep, three more.
Man.
One tomorrow, and then one in October, which I'm in, and then one in November, which I'm reading in.
You're reading?
I'm reading
it. What are you reading?
I don't know yet.
Is it Love is Patient? Love is Kind?
It might be. It might be. I don't know.
When I was a child, I thought like a child. That's read at every wedding. Was it 1 Corinthians?
1 Corinthians, yeah.
Was that read at your wedding?
It was.
I chose that, though.
I love that one.
Well, of course you did.
It's so pretty.
You know, that's called the love verse.
Yeah, it's so pretty. And then the other one was about in Genesis when God created man and needed a suitable partner.
Yeah.
And then he created woman. And they became one.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have read at my wedding. I don't think it would be a verse from, like, the Bible, though.
I've seen some, like, a really cool verse or line from, like, by John Lennon.
Well, what I did at my cousin's wedding was... I said, you know, the cliche wedding verses come from the Apostle Paul. And I'm like, so I'm going to turn to a couple other apostles named Paul.
Oh.
You know, Paul Stanley, Paul McCartney, and Paul Simon.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
That's
and we talked,
awesome.
And I did a whole thing on when love is mentioned in music. And all the songs I listed lasted like 3 or 4 minutes. But it was all the times, like, love is mentioned in music. Like, Stop in the Name of Love.
Yeah.
Love Shack, Baby. You know, like, all everything.
That's awesome.
So,
I love that. That's cool.
And then I end it with, you know, Paul McCartney. I can't think of... Oh, All You Need Is Love. Love is all you need.
There you go. That's
See?
True.
Or then they say, what is it, the Beatles? It's, in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you make.
Yeah.
And I think that is, like, one of the most profound things that's ever been said, like, anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, really, in your life, what you get out of life is equal to what you're putting into it.
True that.
Yeah.
It's so true. Maybe there wouldn't be so much hate in the world if people would listen to the Beatles.
That's what should happen. They should
right?
Listen. That was kind of what we were talking about last time.
Yeah.
So, I've been on a Beatles kick
Have you?
Lately. I go in and out where, like, Or now I've been doing a lot of Beatles stuff.
Nice.
I like the Beatles. No, excuse me. I like the Beatles stuff that, like, you don't hear all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the B track kind of stuff. Oh. But, like, have you ever heard the song Octopus's Garden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that is a brilliant song.
Yeah. That's on the, that was in the Beatles Love Tour.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
You still, you need to, when you go out to Vegas, you have to.
They also end Beatles Love with A Day in the Life. And that's a great song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's a really good Beatles song.
Yeah,
like,
I do love the Beatles.
I think that Beatles, there's a Beatles song for, like, every occasion.
There really is.
So, what are your thoughts on Jay-Z?
What are your thoughts on Jay-Z? I think he's a good rapper.
Well, but you like his music. Like, you
I
mind.
Do, yeah. I like Beyonce.
You know that Jay-Z had an album called The Black Album.
I did not know that.
Jay-Z had an album called The Black Album.
Mm-hmm.
And the song 99 Problems, I believe, is on that
okay.
album. The Beatles have the White Album.
Okay.
Well, so somebody made the Gray Album where they remixed all the Jay-Z songs with Beatles songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
oh,
like,
is that cool?
99 Problems has, like, Helter Skelter mixed in.
Oh,
it.
Cool.
And it is really cool.
Oh, I should look that up.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
I think,
like,
my husband
and
like
I don't
know,
I don't think you can necessarily, like, buy a copy of it. But
just,
you can,
like,
find the recordings,
it?
Like, online. And
I'm going to look that up after this.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's totally worth it to try and track it down,
yeah,
or track down all the tracks or something.
Have you heard of the new radio station, the Alt 104.5?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I listened to
that.
It.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that it only broadcasts to a very limited area.
It's really fuzzy in Moline and East Moline, where I live.
Well, in Eldridge, it's really clear, like, the street before my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you pull into the parking lot from my apartment, it's, like,
yeah,
gone.
I hope they fix that, because I love that station. I'm sick of all the pop and country.
And yeah, it has some of the best music on it.
I know. And I like the classic rock stations, but they just play the same 10 songs over and over,
yeah,
again, you know?
They really do. Like, there's
I could probably name them.
If you listen to, like, a classic rock station for an hour, you'll hear, like, one of those, at least one of those songs.
Yeah, it's true.
This alt station, though, what I like is there. I've gotten a lot of new music from it. You know what I mean?
Have
like
you?
Coming where like music I haven't heard before. Well, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And I have the SoundHound app where you can, like, if you don't know the name of the band or anything, you can just listen to the song with your phone and it tells
oh,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twice I've been like, this song's really cool. And then I've listened to it. The band has been Muse.
Oh.
And I had never heard of this band, so now I'm like, well, twice that's happened, so now I'm going to have to check the
band
out.
You're digging this
band,
yeah, for sure. They've been playing a lot of the Foo Fighters' new album songs on there, which I thought's been cool.
I like Foo Fighters.
I do, too.
What I like about the Foo Fighters is that, like, I think that they should be the golden standard for, like, how to be an awesome band. Because not only do they have, like, a great performance and they have good music,
uh-huh,
they just seem like pretty legit people.
I know. Dave Grohl, he's so nice.
Yeah.
So genuine. When I saw them at Wrigley, he was, like, tearing up because he was, like, so thankful for his fans and his life. And
well, did you see that
everything.
Video where they did 1,000
yeah,
people doing Learn to Fly?
That was so cool.
And then he had a response where he was just, mm-hmm, like, oh, he was almost speechless in it, where he's just like, thank you. You know,
yeah,
he's like, he goes, we're coming. We'll get it,
yeah,
figured out. We're coming. And I'm just like, how cool is that?
That was cool.
Could you imagine being David Grohl and just watching that on YouTube where they're like, we want you guys to come here so bad that we're going to do something like this.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. He's such a humbling man, too.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
I like the way he thinks of things, too, because he said something like, either I feel sorry for Justin Bieber or I empathize with Justin Bieber, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why? Like, why would you? And he goes, if you were a 16-year-old and someone handed you $1 million, what would you do?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you would destroy your life too. You know, like, and so of course these people are making bad decisions.
Yeah.
And he's like, you are not really given a way to handle that.
That's true.
So
that fame takes over. Or Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's a whole
but
other,
like,
conversation.
I This is going to sound weird, but I kind of like the idea of Miley Cyrus. Not necessarily what she's doing or how she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that in her mind she's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go all out here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I only got a couple years where I can do stuff like this. Like, I might as well just be crazy and go all out. Yeah. And
she, like you said, though, I think she could do it a little better. A little more tasteful.
Oh.
Like, I like Lady Gaga, but she's kind of weird. But now
Lady Gaga does a tour with Tony Bennett where they're, like, in evening gowns singing.
Yeah,
which you know what awesome. I mean? Like, and what... Remember Miley Cyrus had the thing at the VMAs where she was dancing with Robin Thicke,
mm-hmm.
and it was just really, like, controversial?
Yeah, like,
what she needed to do after that, which I wish she would have done, is, like, come out in, like, come to the Grammys in, like, an evening gown,
right.
singing Wrecking Ball with, like, an orchestra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because right. what's bad is, like, you have, like, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus... Both of them can really sing,
mm-hmm.
but people don't see that because yeah. they're like, oh, well, they do all these crazy things. They do the pop songs, you know what I mean? Where,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
both of them really do have chops and they can't sing.
Right.
But yeah. you notice that they don't show Hannah Montana reruns on the Disney Channel anymore.
Don't they?
And that used to be on all the time.
When she did the VMAs, Miley, I just feel like she just didn't. I don't know. If she was trying to reach out to young kids and their dreams, I just think she went about it all wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old.
Well, it's almost like they need someone to be like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, don't try this at home.
Yeah, in general, where someone to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, let's do something a little more classy.
Yeah.
And
you can still be out there, but still have some...
Right.
Sense. I don't know. It just seems like shit. I don't know. Anyway.
Because the one thing is, so say, look at Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Aguilera has the best voice of, like, maybe any of the female,
yeah,
like,
really
pop
voice.
Stars. Christina Aguilera truly has an awesome voice
mm-hmm.
and can really, like, sing and belt it and
right.
really has a good voice. Like, she's pretty legit right now. You know what I mean? She, like, does all the things, can, you know, host The Voice or however it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 10 years from now, she's still going to be in a good spot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But there'll always be that, hey, remember in the early 2000s where she went crazy and had, like, the Dirty album? You know what I mean? Like, remember that? Like, everyone,
yeah.
That'll always be there. Where
true.
It's like, hey, remember when that happened?
Right. So you think Miley Cyrus might grow up a little
bit?
Oh,
I think there'll be a part where she's, like, legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, look at all the people who were crazy, you know, in the 80s and in the 70s and in the 60s.
Yeah.
They're all, like, legit singers now.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And, but then they're
maybe
like, hey, remember when that happened?
Finding herself.
Yeah. Well, look at, like, Britney Spears has, like, a show in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she was crazy.
And she'll have, like, a good career ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
But then there'll always be that. Remember the time she shaved her head and, like, hit a guy with an umbrella and,
yeah.
and did all that kind of stuff?
That's true.
There'll always be those moments.
That's true.
Like, you can't really, like, erase that from people's minds.
Yeah.
But.
That's very true.
I don't know.
I wish NSYNC would make a comeback.
That would be, well.
I would go.
I was one of the people who said, like, Justin will never make it without those other four guys. Like, come on.
Really?
He'll never make it without those other four guys.
No, it's the complete opposite.
When they reunited for a little bit when Justin got the Video Vanguard Award.
That was such a tease.
And they were like, all week long, they're like, no, we're not all getting back together. And they're like, why do all of you guys have flights booked? So, you know, like, and they're like, we're not getting all, we're just going to support Justin. We're not performing.
Yeah.
I remember I tweeted that day, the hardest part about getting NSYNC back together was having Chris Kirkpatrick's shift changed at Dairy Queen.
But I don't get it. Did he work at Dairy Queen?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's probably what he's doing now.
Oh, yes, okay.
Like,
sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you never hear about those other four guys. You
no,
hear about Lance Bass from time to time,
yeah.
but it's not like he's producing albums.
Joey
and
Fatone from
Joey
time to
is
time.
Like, he'll like host a TV show or something.
Mm-hmm.
But It's not like they're out, like, they're not Justin.
Yeah, well, and you don't hear from, you're right, Chris or JC.
JC, that was the other one. Yeah. And JC, I always thought was the leader, but he apparently wasn't. Justin was.
Yeah, he was like the second lead singer, I feel like.
But he's not like he's cranking out albums, or if he is, it's not like he's on the VMAs.
Right, exactly.
I think if NSYNC got back together and just did one tour,
it would sell out.
Think of the money that would.
I know.
Would come through with that. We know.
I would go. I would definitely go.
Backstreet Boys. They never really broke up. But the Backstreet Boys did a tour with the New Kids on the Block.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they actually, the two of those had 98 Degrees come with them at one point.
Did they?
But I think that's too much boy band.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you know how boy bands went away? Hmm. Like boy bands had gone away for a while.
Yeah.
And then when One Direction came back, I was like, this is okay. Not that I'm a big One Direction fan. But I'm like, it's okay for us to have boy bands in our lives.
It is okay. I think their new song I kind of liked.
Well, you know, One Direction's breaking up now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
And now they're going in different directions.
Oh,
that joke has probably been used 80 million times. Man, but speaking of different directions, I'm moving.
I know.
So Ian's gone. Sad. I don't know where Ian is anymore. He doesn't return my calls. He doesn't return my text. No, it's a joke.
The heck,
Ian and
Ian?
I talk like every other day. But what are your thoughts on this?
I'm really sad about it.
You are not.
I am. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, well, I'll invite you to my wedding.
Sounds good. I'll be there. I am sad, though. I was sad when Ian left, but I'm more sad that you're leaving. You visited me more.
Oh,
Ian
yeah.
never visited
Well, and
me.
I was also cooler.
Yeah, you were cooler.
Yeah.
Are cooler. Currently cooler.
But I think we got a lot of good things done.
We did.
We started this post thing.
We started the exploring post. We did that spa sister night.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You came to some in-betweeners.
I did. I never ate popcorn.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can.
You're trying to rub that in.
Yeah.
Still don't have any popcorn. You didn't give me any popcorn.
Yeah.
You never gave me a Capri jacket. I'll trade you.
I never did.
I'll trade you a bag of popcorn for a Capri jacket.
Okay,
it's
deal.
About the same cost.
Deal. Okay, perfect.
I will totally wear that jacket all around Indiana.
Okay, perfect.
I
am very sad, but it sounds like you're off to bigger and better things, which
well, I
is
hope
good.
So. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you have to grow.
But. Yeah, I'm excited.
And you
I'm
get
excited.
To go to a new town, a cool town.
Yeah. And,
a sweet city.
And you own a house, right?
I do
So
own
you're
going to
be
house.
Stuck here for the rest of your life.
But I'm okay with that. I'm nesting. I'm married. I'm going to have babies soon.
Nesting.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll travel. I'll come to Indy.
Okay. Well, deal.
Do a 5K with you or something.
No, we have to upgrade. We're doing half marathons now.
Oh, God. Are you going to train for one?
We'll think about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the one, like, next weekend. But just with everything going on, it just got too much. Where, I mean, I need to be out running, like, every night. And I don't really... I have so much work that I'm trying to get done before I leave.
Right. People to see and things.
Yeah.
Last day is the 23rd.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
23rd.
Farewell party.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But then I'm gone. And then they don't have to worry about it anymore. And then you're like...
Now it'll just be a faint memory.
What'll happen is like 10 years from now when I'm like, hey, Sarah, let's do a podcast. And you're like, I don't know who you are. You'll be like, I was never involved in Boy Scouts.
Denying. No. Definitely not. Well, you'll be back to visit. I don't know how
often
I'll make it.
Well, I'll have to visit my namesake.
Yeah, exactly.
My
firstborn.
Yeah. Andy Weiner.
That's funny because that's Ben's brother's name.
Oh. So the brother's going to think he's named after him then.
Yeah.
Well, you have to make sure that he doesn't think
make
that.
Make it clear.
Like, no. It's after this guy that I saw from time to time, and then he moved away.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to get your hair cut?
Oh, I'm only going to have it cut here.
Oh.
So, like, at Christmas time, I'll pop in and get it cut.
Perfect.
And be like, take off 6 or 7 inches.
But how will your hair grow out? Curly?
No, my hair will grow out straight. It grows out like it just looks really bad. So it grows like big. It doesn't like curl, but it gets just like bushy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when I was in college, I think like my junior year, where I just went a while without cutting my hair. Not that I was trying to grow it out long. I just like didn't think about it. And it wasn't like long. Like I didn't have like a ponytail or anything remotely being that way. But I could put my hand like on the back of my head and you couldn't see my hand.
So it had some length.
Yeah.
College hair.
It grows out. But, I don't even know. I didn't even know, like, how to go into a regular haircut place anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I came here, I got one bad haircut here one time. Mm-hmm. And after that, you guys put a kibosh to that. That
Good.
Wasn't going to happen.
Good. And, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was like, oh, I, like, go short on the sides and, like, you hand cut the top or whatever. And then she, like, trimmed up the sides a little bit, and she goes, how's that? I'm like, that's, like, the right length. And she goes, awesome. And then she's like, zut, 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 like, doing over the top.
Jeez.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, that wasn't what I wanted here. Wait a minute.
Well, luckily, hair grows back.
Yeah. But.
And Mr. Potato Head's going to be off to a new adventure, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But what's cool, I think, about that is that I'll be, like, closer to things I haven't been around all that much.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'll be close to Ohio. Have you ever been to Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
And I'll be close to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's sweet.
You know, Kentucky.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. But yeah, so.
Yeah. Last podcast.
Ian and I.
Insert sappy music.
Yeah. Ian and I are going to do one.
Like
the last podcast.
Oh, okay. So I'm second to last.
But you're the last, like, guest. I think Ashton's episode will probably run after yours. But in terms of actually being, like, a guest.
Okay.
That I'm sitting down with.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I think I'm going to do two guys over the OA weekend. Which is this weekend. I think there's two guys I'm going to maybe sit down with.
Nice.
But now what's going to happen is afterwards, people are going to listen to this and be like, you didn't sit down with those guys.
Yeah, right. Let's just go with the flow.
But yeah, well, I hope everything works out well for you.
Me too.
Are you saying me too as in you hope things work out well for you? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But I hope they work out for you too.
Oh, well, thanks.
I hope you like it out there. I hope they take care of you.
Yeah. Well, I will miss coming here.
I know.
This has been a fun place. And this is really like, and I'm not trying to be like, go to Capri. This is a real good, I like coming here. Like,
good.
It's a real environment. People are really friendly.
I'm glad you like it.
Kind of good. So I hope that, things work out for you. And we'll definitely have to keep in touch.
We will keep in touch.
See how things go.
Yeah.
So, and I can't wait to meet Andy.
Baby
Andy. Weiner in, what, like 3 years? Let's say 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's a girl, it still has to be Andy.
Exactly.
So.
Yes.
Well, hey, Sarah, thank you very much. And
I love you. I'll miss you.
That's more than my parents have said to me.
Oh.
So. Hey, well, thank you. No, we ended on a really sad note. Well, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Andy. Don't